Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the 10th week in Ordinary Time, June 11th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. At first hearing, these words can sound discouraging. The scribes and Pharisees were the religious experts of their day. They fasted, prayed publicly, studied the law meticulously, and devoted themselves to religious observance. To ordinary people, they appeared extraordinarily holy. So when Jesus says that our righteousness must surpass theirs, we might wonder, how could that ever be possible? But Jesus is not calling his disciples to become more rigid, more anxious, or more externally perfect. He is speaking of an entirely different kind of righteousness, a righteousness of the heart. The Pharisees often focused on appearances. Jesus focuses on transformation. They emphasized external conformity. Jesus desires inward communion. They measured holiness by visible performance. Jesus measures holiness by love. This is the great shift of the gospel. Holiness is not merely about what we do. It's about who we are becoming in God. There is a quiet danger in every spiritual life. We can begin to substitute religious activity for relationship with God. We can attend Mass, say prayers, fulfill obligations, and still keep our hearts guarded and untouched. We can look faithfully outward, remaining resentful, proud, fearful, or distant from mercy. Jesus wants more for us than religious appearance. He wants union. Contemplative spirituality reminds us that God always works from the inside outward. The Holy Spirit does not simply polish the exterior of our lives. He descends into the hidden places of the soul. The kingdom of heaven begins there, in silence, surrender, and love. A woman once entered a monastery seeking wisdom from an elderly nun known for her holiness. The visitor expected profound theological instruction, perhaps secret disciplines or mystical insights. Instead, she found the elderly sister quietly washing dishes in the kitchen. The young woman impatiently asked, "Mother, what is the secret of holiness?" The old nun smiled gently and continued washing a plate. After a long silence, she said, "I stopped trying to appear holy long ago. Now I simply try to belong entirely to God." That is the righteousness Jesus speaks about. The saints were not holy because they flawlessly followed rules. They were holy because they allowed God to possess their hearts. Their obedience flowed from love. Their sacrifice flowed from trust. Their goodness became natural because they remained close to Christ. True righteousness is not performative, it is relational. And this changes everything. A person can technically obey the command not to kill while quietly nourishing hatred. One can avoid stealing while clinging greedily to possessions. One can speak correct prayers while withholding forgiveness. Jesus consistently leads us deeper than surface morality into the truth of the heart. This deeper righteousness is impossible through sheer willpower. It is grace. It is Christ living within us. The Christian life is not self-improvement. It is participation in divine life. This is why prayer matters so deeply. Citing words, but silent abiding in God. In stillness, the masks begin to fall away. We stop presenting ourselves before God and instead allow ourselves to be seen. The false self weakness. The false self weakens. The true self emerges. Slowly, Christ reshapes us from within. And often this transformation is hidden. The world notices dramatic acts, but God delights in hidden fidelity, the quiet forgiveness no one sees, the gentle response when anger would be easier, the private surrender of pride, the unseen act of mercy, the prayer whispered in exhaustion. This is the righteousness of the kingdom. It surpasses legalism because it is rooted in love. The Pharisees often sought control. Jesus seeks communion. Pharisees separated themselves from sinners. Jesus ate with sinners and transformed them through mercy. Pharisees guarded external purity. Jesus purified hearts. And so today Christ invites us beyond minimal religion, calls us beyond appearance, beyond spiritual performance, beyond checking religious boxes. He calls us into holiness that is alive. The question is not merely, am I following the rules? The question is, am I becoming like Christ? Am I growing in compassion? Am I becoming more humble, more forgiving, more free from the need to impress others, more trusting in God? This is the righteousness that opens the heart to the kingdom of heaven. The beautiful truth is that God is patient with us. Transformation takes time. Holiness grows quietly, like seeds beneath soil. The soul is shaped slowly through prayer, repentance, Eucharist, suffering, and love. Each day, Christ gently invites us deeper, not into fear, not into scrupulosity, but into communion. And when we fail, as we all do, we return not to condemnation, but to mercy. The saints became saints not because they never fell, but because they continually returned to the heart of God. Today, let us ask for the grace not merely to look righteous, but to be transformed by divine love from within. For the kingdom of heaven belongs not to those who perform holiness, but to those who surrender themselves completely to God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You see beyond appearance and gaze into the depths of our hearts. Remove from us every trace of hypocrisy, pride, and false holiness. Teach us to seek not the praise of others, but communion with you alone. Transform us quietly through your grace, until our thoughts, words, and actions reflect your love. Give us hearts that are humble, merciful, pure, and faithful. Righteousness flow not from fear or obligation, but from deep union with you. Live and reign forever and ever. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each day. When we take a look at a passage from the daily gospel and apply its deeper meaning to our lives, may God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.